We don't believe in sin. We don't believe in the devil. We don't believe that there's such a place like hell.
I don't know what you mean by objective truth.
I believe there's an almighty God who speaks to different faiths.
I think the standard needs to be more Bible-based rather than exclusively Christ-based.
Take Jesus out of Scripture, and what a higgledy-piggledy sort of book that is.
I'm a Christian. I pray to Jesus Christ our Savior, and I've been doing it for many, many years.
Well, the headline reads in the Philadelphia Inquirer, "Stem cell tourism stirs concern. Clinics in other countries are offering treatment that researchers question." Sad stories about people with their children traveling abroad for stem cell treatments are these false promises, and some would say, why aren't these treatments being offered in the United States? Well, there's a good answer to that question, and we'll answer that here in the first part of Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us as we come to you live this Monday. It's the 21st of July. Our toll-free number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us here in the studio with your questions and your comments, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Dr. Robert Scheid is our guest here in the first part of the program. We'll talk about this recent story on stem cell tourism. That's what they're calling it. We'll also spend a little time in a few minutes with Helen Hull Hitchcock of Women for Faith and Family. Pope Benedict issued an apology this weekend for the victims of clergy sexual abuse. He condemned it in no uncertain terms. We'll see what Helen has to say about the Pope's apology. That's not unprecedented, but it certainly is a rare occurrence. Audio Open Lines follows that here in the first hour. We've got an ABC News segment on a statute of limitations issue. You know, the clergy sexual abuse, picking up off of our conversation with Helen Hull Hitchcock, it has two facets to it. One is criminal penalties, and the other one is civil penalties. Should an institution like the Roman Catholic Church or any other church be required to make recompense years, decades after the crime has been committed? We'll talk about that with you during Audio Open Lines. We'll talk a bit about Ezekiel. The church remembers him on this day, this Old Testament prophet. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest for that segment. And then in the last part of Issues, Etc. today, Dr. David Menton will join us from Answers in Genesis. We'll talk about creation and evolution, some basic stuff, in that second hour of Issues, Etc. Dr. Robert Scheid is a general surgeon in Van Wert, Ohio. He's a member of the Ethics Commission for the Christian Medical Association. Dr. Scheid, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I read these stories in the paper about families with young children traveling abroad seeking stem cell treatments from other countries. Are some of these people being fed false promises?
Yeah, I think they all are being fed false promises. There's a lot of other tourism going on for the same mechanism, offering sexual prowess and rejuvenation, all that kind of thing. I think it's a bunch of hokum. It's hard for me to imagine anything that is so completely false as this is. It's false from beginning to end. And it preys on people's desperate hopes for some kind of help from some kind of disability or problem that has come their way. You can understand why they're seeking help, but I think it's unfortunate. It's on a fool's errand.
People hear the term stem cell nowadays, especially with the way it's been covered in the press, especially embryonic stem cells, and they think immediately panacea, cure-all. It will get the job done. Is that true, Doctor?
It certainly is. It's very like electricity when it was first discovered. It was supposed to be the cure for everything, and people got treatments with the mild shocks, etc. And when things like that happen, it stimulates your adrenaline and your arousal system. The steroids that are intrinsic to the body are secreted, and you might feel well temporarily. We all know what the placebo effect is. You give a pill with a lot of reinforcement. This is really going to help you. And people, about 80% of the time, will feel better temporarily. And I think these people, if they feel any kind of improvement at all, are the beneficiaries of a placebo effect rather than anything else. There's absolutely no scientific evidence that stem cells, as wonderful as they are, used in the way that they're being used are going to help anyone.
The stem cells themselves are not really the issue here. It seems that the bigger issue is where we get, how we get these stem cells. Talk about that, if you would, Dr. Scheid.
Yes, you're seeing medicine offered to people as a commodity, not even as a contract, which is only slightly better. I contract, and you can sue me or you can get financial reimbursement. The best for medicine is a covenant, honorable people promising to help each other, and when it doesn't work, you back off and try other ways. But this method is designed from beginning to end in faulty ways. I was once scrubbed on a surgery where a surgeon became very angry with the anesthesiologist and turned and said, "You're not totally incompetent, but you come as close as anyone I've ever met." And this falls into that category. Just think about it. Number one, it's being offered for money. Number two, where are they getting the stem cells? They're getting them from aborted fetuses. Does anyone seriously think in a third world country or in other countries that these abortions are being done or the stem cells are being harvested from natural abortions? Number three, where's the quality control? How do we really know we're getting what we think we're getting? And what about the results? So far as I can tell from my literature and from reading popular magazines and newspapers, there's been no one truly and objectively helped by any of these methods. It's an entirely false and exploitative procedure.
The impression is given that that stem cells are stem cells, and that this is a ethically neutral issue. You talked about these stem cells abroad often coming from aborted fetuses. There are many who advocate for embryonic stem cell research here in our country. Where would they be getting those stem cells, even if all of the science were completely above board?
Well, certain stem cell lines have been initiated, and they're being used today, and the government is okay with these. Most of them, however, all of them at this point, have come from fetuses that have been either spontaneously or electively aborted. And stem cells are what they represent them to be. Now, there's, I suppose, the one factual thing. That is, the stem cell can develop into, if it's in the right area and under the right conditions, it can develop into a tissue that you desire to have grow in the body. But we don't know how to do that yet. We don't know how to control that yet. And just the blind infusion of stem cells into another person, we don't know what's going to happen when that is done. We're on the verge of it, but we have not yet accomplished control of this mechanism. In the meantime, stem cell production at the level that we're desiring has been accomplished from adult stem cells from the skin. We don't have to abort fetuses anymore, but this is new, and it certainly cannot be the origin of the stem cells that they're using in these other countries.
How would you respond to someone who says, look, this is what our paranoia, our fear, our ethical fears about embryonic stem cells in the United States have driven the desperate to do? If only we weren't so ethically concerned about these things, this kind of stuff would be regulated in our own borders and people wouldn't be taken for a ride and given false hopes.
Well, number one, if they'll wait a little bit, I think we are going to have stem cells available for the very purposes that these people desire. After all, you can understand their hope and also understand our fears. And all of this should be resolved with the newly developed techniques of getting stem cells out of adult stem cells and completely bypassing the necessity of an aborted fetus. But in the meantime, I do not think that any civilized country can do away with the ethics of scientific research. If we do that, we're back in Nazi Germany and the times when people were used for all kinds of purposes. this country, and I hope the United States, as a leader among these, agrees that you cannot use other human beings, you cannot instrumentalize them, you cannot use them for purposes of accomplishing something for other people. They're not instruments. So the United States needs to keep up its ethics. If we're patient, I think we can bypass all this and have all the results that we're looking for, but not use any of the illegitimate means.
Dr. Robert,
I would dread a scientific enterprise in the United States not governed by ethics and not open to the scrutiny of the public.
Dr. Robert Scheidt is a general surgeon in Van Wert, Ohio, and he is a member of the Ethics Commission for the Christian Medical Association. Thank you very much, Doctor. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking with Helen Hull Hitchcock. The Pope made an apology for the clergy sexual abuse scandal. He pledged that he would do something about it. We're going to find out what that apology sounded like, and we'll get Helen Hull Hitchcock's response. On the other side of this break, you're listening to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Monday. It's the 21st of July. I'm Todd Wilkin. You can join us for the next hour and 45 minutes. 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback at issuesetc.org. By the way, the website for the Christian Medical Association is cmda.org, cmda.org. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, look for the sponsors section at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.